Joined now in studio by the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald. Thank you for joining us. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
This is kind of out of our hands now, isn't it? The government has given it its best shot. It's now up to what happens in Westminster. There's not much we can do to influence it, is there?
Well, of course, the antics at Westminster yesterday simply echo the chaos that we've seen for months, for years now, really, in respect of Brexit. I don't think we should for a second underestimate in this country the level of division across party, within parties, and right across British society, English society in particular. And only they can fix that. We can't fix that for them. We need a decision from them. And critically, from an Irish perspective, we need to land on an agreement which absolutely ensures no hard border, no damage to the Good Friday Agreement. And also, by the way, no veto afforded to the DUP or to Brexit.
And are you happy that the deal negotiated with Boris Johnson does that, achieves those aims?
I would never describe myself as happy with Brexit. Brexit's a mess, David, and there is no happily ever after. There is no final, happy, good solution to all of this. But I am satisfied that the deal landed on does ensure that the border doesn't harden. Well, it can ensure that our livelihoods, our prosperity and our trade is protected. I'm also very sure that there is no veto afforded to unionism. Geoffrey Donaldson and his colleagues in the DUP had really pressured, looking for a veto to be afforded to them. I set out very clearly for the Taoiseach and also for the British Prime Minister how it would be absolutely reckless and unacceptable to place the protections that the whole island and all of us require to live our lives and to protect our industry, our economy and our peace, to place such a veto in the hands of the DUP. So there's no veto in it. That's good. But let me just emphasise that there is no good news story from this is about damage limitation.
Sure. Now, to look at it from the DUP's perspective, nationalists felt threatened by the idea of a border on the island of Ireland. But isn't it perfectly understandable that unionists feel threatened by a border in the Irish Sea?
Well, you see, what is absolutely logical is that unionism will favour and will argue for the union, and Republicans and nationalists like myself will argue the case for a united
Ireland.
As
you are both entitled to.
But Brexit, you see, has not enjoyed the consent of any part of Ireland. People in the north voted to remain. So when I hear the DUP now at the 11th hour reaching for the consent argument, I have to say it doesn't float. If they had been concerned about consent, they would have ensured that the rights and entitlements of everybody on the island had been defended in circumstances where the decided position of people in the north is to remain. So there has been no consent. What they have been looking for is a veto. And we have to manage and mediate our political affairs in a way that is civil, that is democratic and peaceful, and that yields protections for all of our people. But the DUP, through the use of vetoes, unionism on this island, through the use of vetoes, David, as you know, for generations have wreaked chaos and damage.
Well, they would see
and that ship has sailed. That day is over.
Yeah, they would see it slightly differently. They would see it as a key decision, which under the terms of the Good Friday Agreement should be decided in the Assembly on the basis of cross-community consent.
And that's entirely wrong. Matters pertaining to Brexit are not devolved affairs. They are reserved matters. The principal concept of consent that's hardwired into the agreement revolves around the constitutional question, and that is explicitly by majority vote. What the DUP have done, though, is they have used a mechanism for the last years called the petition of concern, and they've used it's a protection that was conceived to protect people's rights, minority rights. They've actually abused those provisions to deny minority rights, and clearly they had a plan to reach for that in respect of Brexit protections also. Now, here's what we can do on this island. We can ensure and insist that under no circumstances can such a veto be afforded to Brexiteer unionism.
The only voice from the north of Ireland that's been heard in Westminster is the 10 DUP MPs, with the exception of Sylvia Herman. I know Sinn Féin MPs were elected on the basis that they wouldn't take their seats in Westminster. You've faced criticism for that. Even if you're not prepared to take seats in Westminster for reasons which we don't need to go into, because I think they've been well rehearsed, is there any basis for Sinn Féin entering into some kind of a pact when the next Westminster election comes round, perhaps not to run candidates and constituencies held by the DUP to try and allow for a cross-party candidate who opposes Brexit in the line, along the lines of the majority of people
in
Northern
Ireland. You recall during the local and European elections in the North, there was a very explicit understanding amongst Remain voters across the community to maximise the Remain voice. And so unionism lost one of its European seats, and that seat is now occupied by Naomi Long of the Alliance Party. I think it is a very necessary thing that people who care about the well-being of the island, this isn't a dry academic argument about leave or remain, this is about people's livelihoods and this is about the peace process too. So in answer to your question, yes, we have started and we will continue conversations with parties and individuals who share the same position as us in respect of Brexit, but also in respect of protecting Ireland and Irish interests.
So you'd be prepared not to run candidates in certain agreement can be reached?
No. We're going to run candidates. I was at an election preparation event in Belfast yesterday. Of course, we're going to contest the elections and contest to win, to hold our seats.
But I understood
your question differently.
Yes.
Clearly, in circumstances where there is an opportunity to return a Remain voice, to elect Remain people who are on the same page as ourselves in respect of protecting Irish interests, of course we are going to look at that very, very carefully.
Okay, yeah. Finally, we've heard about the Timmy Dooley, Niall Collins story. Are you confident none of your TDs have engaged in such practices?
I am. And let me say that this isn't a party political matter for me. I think what has transpired is deeply worrying. All of us that are elected to the Dáil are elected to make law, to change law. We're there on the basis of the democratic mandate and the privileges that that affords to us. So the idea that Timmy Dooley had a ghost vote cast for him, not once, but six times, and those who understand how the Dáil works would understand that that takes about an hour in real time. The fact that that happened is shocking and that needs to be investigated. But the fact that Fianna Fáil members seem to think that this was really no big deal and that they asserted that this happens all the time is even more worrying for me. So I've written to the Crown Court. I think he needs to do a full investigation now of the Dáil and the Seanad. And we need to establish, is it the case that people who are not in the Dáil chain have votes cast for them by others? If that's the case, that's a huge breach. You know, David, in real jobs, in the real world, if somebody was to engage in falsification or fraudulent behaviour like that, they would be sacked. They would be immediately sacked. And politicians
there's no fraud proven here, in fairness.
Okay, well, let's see. We know that votes were cast by a person who was not in the chamber.
Okay.
We know that. So,
so you'd like to see them sacked?
Well, I want to see, first of all, what's going on here. And I think in circumstances where you leave the chamber and you get your friend to vote on your behalf, I mean, I don't think that's appropriate behaviour by a TD.
Okay. Mary Lou McDonald, leader of Sinn Féin, thank you for joining us.